It is said that the general definition of insanity is repeating the same action over and over again while always expecting a different outcome. Hi, I'm Chris May, writer, producer, and host of This Day in Weather History, a podcast from the Weather Network in Canada. Imagine this: fresh air, stunning landscapes, live music, unique experiences you can't find anywhere else. This is Ireland. Just press the green button. If I told you that this was not the first, but the fifth time that a snowstorm caved in the roof of this domed sports stadium, you'd probably think that this was insanity. It is, and it was, this day in weather history. There were indeed, historically, five collapses in the history of this balloon. Get this. The first collapse of the Teflon and fiberglass fabric dome roof at the Metrodome in Minneapolis occurred in November of 1981. And this happened when 10 inches, that's 25 centimeters of heavy snow, fell and settled effectively on a canopy. The part that really had me scratching my head was this happened before this brand new stadium had even officially opened, because that wouldn't happen until April of 1982 when the Minnesota Twins opened their Major League Baseball season. So here's where I'm at a loss. You know that this fabric roof can literally collapse in on itself with heavy snowfall, and you are in the state of Minnesota where heavy paralyzing snowfalls happen, like, literally all the time. Did no one at all stop to think, maybe we should rethink the whole not being made out of a solid structure concept? Because there's no way that anyone involved in this sat there and thought that this would never happen again. Then, as they would say in SpongeBob SquarePants, 8 months later, December 30th, 1982, and 4 days before the Vikings played the Dallas Cowboys in the last regular season game of the 1982 NFL season, there happened the second collapse of the 340-ton bubble. So this incredible idea is not even a year old, and already the snow has caved it in twice. Then, 4 months later, there came the third collapse of this doomed dome facility. On April 14th of 1983, the Metrodome tore open again and again, caused by late-season heavy snow. This caused the postponement of an officially scheduled Minnesota Twins game against the California Angels. You're listening to This Day in Weather History, now in its second year, from the Weather Network. And a reminder that we're sponsored by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is open and ready to welcome you. Press the green button now to experience epic open landscapes. The fourth incident happened on April 26th of 1986, while the Twins were taking on the Angels again. But this time, the roof suffered only a slight tear caused by strong wind. It resulted in a 9-minute delay in the bottom of the seventh inning, but at least this time the roof didn't deflate. And now that brings us to today's story, to the fifth and final chapter in this troubled saga. It was on December 12th of 2010, this day in weather history, at about 5 o'clock in the morning, the roof had a total and what turned out to be catastrophic collapse when three full panels tore wide open. But at 5 a.m., obviously the stadium was empty and thankfully nobody was injured. All right now, what happened this time? The Vikings and New York Giants had been scheduled to play an afternoon football game on December 12th. That didn't happen, obviously. A severe winter storm unloaded over 17 inches, that's 43 centimeters of snow, from December 10th through the 11th, accompanied by strong wind, the cause of the previous tear. The heavy snow was bad already, as the roof was already sagging at the center, but there was no way now for crews to get up there to clear because of the desperately high winds. The collapse caused no damage inside the stadium aside from a light fixture and some seats, but it was not over yet. While they continued to survey and plan for repairs, and the Vikings-Giants game was on hold, on December 15th, a fourth panel ripped open, sending even more snow and ice into the dome. And that was it. That was enough for the NFL. The stadium was now deemed unusable, and the NFL relocated the game to Ford Field in Detroit. Tickets to the game were free, and this would not be the last time that Plan B would be put into action. If you remember my November 17th episode of this podcast, that same thing would happen in 2014 to Buffalo when they were set to play the Jets. Too much snow. Game played in Detroit, and the tickets were free, and the team from the state of New York won the game. Incredible, isn't it? Thankfully, the Vikings had a terrible season that year, so the final two games of the 2010 season, well, they were already scheduled as road games, and because they weren't going to the playoffs anyway, that wasn't a worry either. The Twins had already peaced out of that place by 2009, so this was not an issue to them. The Vikings played their final game at the Metrodome on December 29th, 2013, beating the Detroit Lions 14-13. The stadium officials wasted no time after the final whistle. The following day, a local company began the removal of seats for sale to the public in various charities and not-for-profits. And that ridiculous roof was deflated for the final time, January 18th, 2014. A domed stadium is supposed to protect you from the elements. This one did not, and it was enough after the final collapse from snow and wind this day in weather history. And tomorrow is December 13th. For this, we go back to a snowstorm so bad, so overwhelming, that it stranded an entire highway full of traffic right where they were. This sounds a lot like the plotline from a Roland Emmerich film, but this really resulted in a state of emergency that was declared near Sarnia, Ontario. Tomorrow, right here on This Day in Weather History, the podcast with me, your host, Chris May, and proudly sponsored by Tourism Ireland. Ireland is the home of the winter solstice. Get ready for a unique podcast experience on December 21st as I feature This Day in Weather History, the winter solstice from Newgrange.